Welcome to week 7, video 1, Beyond the Marriage. I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo. And this week we're going to be really getting into those people who didn't take your wedding vows. You know, so often in marriage, especially when couples are having challenges in their marriage, it can seem like there are a lot of other people that said your wedding vows. They have advice for you. Yeah. They might even be part of the problem between the two of you. So this is the week that we're really going to dig into all of those other people who didn't say your wedding vows, who are a part of your marriage. So quick tip number 1, this is the week to take a look at those people and the impact that they're having on your marriage. Commit to being honest with yourself and your spouse, because as Tony and I have learned throughout our almost 20 years being married, who you surround yourself really does have an impact on who you become and what your marriage becomes.
Yeah, truth.
The quick tip number 2 is the recognition that families are both messy and dysfunctional. I don't care how functional your family is, every family's got that little bit of dysfunction. Some have a lot more of dysfunction. And the two of you need to evaluate your families and the impact that they're having on your marriage. You need to decide who has to stay in the close circle, those that you surround yourself with, those that you rely on and go to for support, and those that you need to maybe put a little bit more out at arm's length because of the influence that they're trying to exert over your marriage. As you'll see when we get to that video on families, Tony and I are going to be sharing some of our own experiences with family and how we've had seasons where family has been at arm's length for the health and well-being of our own marriage.
Yeah.
Quick tip number 3. Friends are only true friends if they are supportive of your marriage and the fact that your spouse comes first. If you're spending more time with your friends or sharing more with your friends than your spouse, this is the week to start making changes. You know, it's so important for couples to have friends, for the couple to have couple friends, and for the guys to have your buddies that you hang out with, and gals for the ladies that you hang out with. But the fact of the matter is that the friendships are there as support, not to replace the connection that the two of you should be providing for each other. Number 4, having kids changes the priorities between husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And kids are going to show you a side of your spouse. If you haven't had kids, they're going to show you a side of your spouse that you might not have even known existed. And it's also going to change how the two of you relate to one another and your priorities. When we did the sheet on priorities, a lot of you probably had kids over your spouse, or maybe even higher than you thought about that. Kids might have been the number 1 priority. And, you know, it's important for each one of you to recognize the fact that you're modeling what marriage is going to look like for not just your kids, but your grandkids and beyond. It really becomes a legacy. So this is the week to evaluate how you're modeling marriage for your kids. And in conjunction with that, it's what you say to your children. You know, a lot of times when couples are being faced with challenges, it can be very easy to say, well, your father or your mother, or what are we going to say to the kids? Mm-hmm. Right? The two of you really need to provide a united front to your children. And as such, you need to sit down and say, what are we going to say to the kids?
Right.
So we've got a whole worksheet this week on conversations with our children.
Yeah.
Because it's important not to just go into a reactive posture when you're talking with your kids and just kind of fly off the handle. Just like everything else in Rescue My Marriage Today, being intentional about what you say to your kids absolutely matters. Mm-hmm. Just 2 more. If pornography has ever been a factor in your marriage, this is going to be the week that you're going to address it. Pornography is something that does not belong in your marriage. It's time to evaluate its role in your marriage and the damage that needs to be repaired because of it.
Yeah.
And then finally, infidelity of any type is destructive to your marriage. Healing from it takes time and is a journey for both of you. This isn't just one person making everything right or making everything all better. This has become a part of your marriage story. And so going through that process of healing is something that the two of you need to do. If this has been a factor in your marriage, it's time to outline a plan for recovery. We're going to be tackling a lot this week as we look at all of these different factors that are possibly in your marriage or impacting your marriage. We'll see you on the next video.